How's it going, Greater Nation? Chris Thomas here. I can't say. I hope you're having a great kind of day. It's a very unfortunate day. A sad day. Breaking news installment of Greater Nation. This is history in the making. The leader of the free world, President of the United States, and the First Lady have both been diagnosed as positive with a virus that has been plaguing the world. This is a nightmare of a year.
You woke me up from a deep sleep to record this podcast.
Good times, Talmado. It's a very important thing to talk about. I mean, the president and the first lady have been tested positive for the virus that's ravaged the world.
I understand, but I was getting a good sleep, and I was having a dream where I was having some, am I allowed to say?
Well, I mean, it depends on how you say it.
Well, I mean, I was getting pegged.
Okay, that's enough. And this is a matter of the President of the United States and the First Lady potentially being exposed to a very serious illness.
Are you going to start crying about it?
Well, I mean, are you going to show some sensitivity? Or are you going to talk about getting pegged in a dream? Did you make a mess on yourself?
Oh, who's the one being graphic now? And anyways, how did the president and the first lady get it?
Well, the belief is that a member of the president's staff, Hope Hicks.
Oh yeah, she's more delicioso.
Yeah, keep it in your pants. Hope Hicks is believed to have been traveling with the president and the first lady to and from the first presidential debate, and potentially she gave it to both the president and the first lady.
So you think that's it? They were traveling on a plane together, and she gave it to them. I mean, what a boring way to get it. I mean, let's spice it up.
What do you mean, spice it up?
Well, wouldn't it be really great if the truth is that the president was in the White House cafeteria having some meatloaf, and while he was eating the meatloaf, yelling at the TV, Hope Hicks was eating out the first lady.
All right. What is with you?
Well, I mean, I think it would be super, super steamy if Hope Hicks was just really slobbering all over the first lady's twat.
Oh, whoa. Okay, you're just out of your mind, man.
No, I mean, I think that's a way that it spreads, is that you are, you know.
Okay, just be quiet.
No, it's possible. That's how it could spread. Just down there.
Oh, God. You're one depraved MF-er, you know that?
Whoa! Jeez, you're gonna need a swear jar. So, the first lady was getting some nice tongue action from Hope Hicks, and that's how the first lady got it. And then the president came back up from the White House cafeteria, and he said, "Oh, what's going on in here?" And Hope Hicks ran, hiding in the closet. And the first lady said, "Oh, nothing, absolutely nothing."
Is that her accent?
I don't do accents very well. So she says, "Oh, nothing is happening here. Nothing is happening here." And the president, with the meatloaf breath, says, "Can I have a kiss?" And the first lady, who is just trying to distract the president while Hope Hicks gets out of the closet and leaves the room, says, "Sure, sure." So she kisses his mouth, which is caked in meatloaf remnants.
Meatloaf remnants?
Oh, you're laughing at the president getting the virus?
Well, I'm laughing at the phrase meatloaf remnants. I've never heard that before.
Well, I mean, meatloaf remnants being transmitted via a kiss, and also the virus being transmitted. So Hope Hicks gave it to the first lady after tongue action, and then the first lady, kissing the president, gave it to the president. It's all possible.
Yes, my friend, yes. I do think that's how it happened.
Dale Pine, come on. It's the most far-fetched thing I've ever heard.
Well, I mean, what's your explanation?
I mean, the most plausible explanation is that they were on the plane and, maybe Hope Hicks was sitting near the president and the first lady talking, and she had already caught the virus and she just transmitted it. You know, it's a respiratory disease, so it can spread quite easily.
Man, that's very boring. I prefer my version. Any version that includes meatloaf remnants is much more engaging.
Yes, yes, meatloaf. Meatloaf remnants. I like it.
Okay, well, I mean, let's just hope that both the president and the first lady are A-okay, come out of this all right, no long-term harm, no long-term damage.
Well, I mean, what if he comes out of this and it's like he's a born-again Christian or something?
What?
Yeah, what if the experience makes him question life and existence, and he becomes born again?
I'm speechless. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, he's gonna be born again, and he's gonna be very religious. He's gonna make Mike Pence look like a Satanist, because he's gonna be, you know, very spiritual. He's gonna be with the Lord, and he's gonna be praying all the time, and he's gonna be very well mannered. He's gonna say please and thank you at the supper table. He's not gonna write nasty tweets. He's actually gonna tweet Bible verses. It's gonna be Trump 316. Have a blessed day, everyone. Send.
Trump 316. Have a blessed day, everyone.
What was that sound? Sounds like you were being pegged.
I'll cut it out. Good times, Tom Lado.
Were you having your prostate spot hit?
You know, you're just... I don't know what's with you. I mean, you just have a really dark mind with dark thoughts.
If my mind is dark, consider me Wesley Snipes.
What? All right. Great A Nation. I hope we've all learned a lesson from this. Practice good hygiene. Stay away from large gatherings. Wear a mask. Let's try and turn this into a positive.
Like a positive test?
No. A negative test. Turn this into a positive by getting negative tests. Testing negative. We don't want anyone to get this. No one. Absolutely no one. Wouldn't wish it on the worst person in the world. It's very awful. So let's just come together as one and think positive thoughts for the president and the first lady.
Let's all come together as one. Let's all read Hallmark cards and sing, tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree.
Man, I think not only did you dream about being pegged, but you are being pegged as we speak, because your mind is totally out there, man.
How could I be being pegged right now? How is that even possible? Nothing's happening to me.
Well, I mean, who knows? I mean, you could be sitting on something that's messing with your mind.
You're the one that's sick. You're sick. At a serious time like this, you're accusing me of recording a podcast while being pegged?
Well, I mean, the possibilities are endless.
That's true. That's true, my friend. Yes, yes.
Stay out of this, Dale.
Okay, next time on Great A Nation, Michael Ficus.
Oh, geez, not him.
Michael Ficus is going to be on to talk about Doc Rivers being hired as new head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. Well, I'm very tired. This is just very stressful, what's happening. 2020 has just taken a toll.
Were you the one that got the virus?
Well, no, but I think we all know someone who has gotten it. I mean, outside of the president and the first lady, obviously. I mean, people we know in our lives.
Yes, I guess I suppose you're right.
Finally, some rational, decent discourse.
Can we just talk some more about Meatloaf Remnants?
We'll be talking Philadelphia 76ers and Doc Rivers with Michael Ficus on the next installment of Great A Nation. I hope you all tune in.
That's how picks going down on the first lady.
Shut up.